prosperity to your business. Overabundant prosperity over your business, over your life, in the name of Jesus. Because there's no mistake that you're hearing my voice in the name of Jesus. See, when a prophecy or word of knowledge go forth, God knows you might be at the very last minute. Or as they would say, they'll push your very last nerve. Now, you are at the end. Now, you let go and let God show himself strong in the name of Jesus. Because you know, when they were in the ship, Jesus had took a two-piece fish dinner, took something natural from the little lad, because there were thousands of people. And the Bible said that Jesus looked and he had compassion. You need to have the compassion of God for that husband, for that wife, for that son, that daughter. Compassion. He had compassion. And the disciples said, well, we're going to get food to feed all these people. But Jesus knew if he would send them away. See, God know your downsetting, your uprising. He know what you're thinking right now. So the Bible said that no, Jesus asked it, what do you have? What you have to you might not be much. But there's a song, little becomes much when you yield it to the master's touch. Danny Bell Hall, she sung that song. Little becomes much. God takes ordinary people, people like you and I, in the name of Jesus. And he took the two-piece fish dinner with the compassion that he had for the people. Something natural was given to the super. Hallelujah. I'm declaring unto you today, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He lifted up the two-piece fish dinner and he gave thanks. And when it came down, he gave it to the disciples. But he told them before he done that, sit the people down and feed them. See, we need to hear what the Spirit is saying. How can you hear God if you never read God? And, you know, if you read God, God will read you. 1 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved. God gives us 24 hours in a day. Cannot you start today, my brother, my sister, and spending an hour with God in prayer and study? This is Evangelist Lonnie Celestine. I'm excited and I'm happy and I'm believing in the name of Jesus that God is causing my enemies to be scattered in the name of Jesus. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard. Oh, church, men and women of God, oracles of God, disciples of God, lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory will come in. Who is this King? The Lord of hosts, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. In Jesus' name, this is Evangelist Lonnie Celestine, proclaiming, declaring, grace and mercy, peace and prosperity, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, and peace, prosperity. Love, joy, and peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. If this message has been a blessing to you and we desire your prayers, help us. Help us. One will put 1,000, two will put 10,000. We're here to pray with you and to pray for you. I pray the prayer of faith. We're anointed to pray. And when we pray, God always hears us when we pray. So you praying with me praying, I'm agreeing with you and you agreeing with me, and you can mail us, help us, P.O. Box 9383, Monroe, Louisiana, 71211. In the name of Jesus, listen to the voice. Listen to the spirit. In Jesus' name. May God bless you and may God keep you. In Jesus' name. And by time for Valentine's Day, I want to wish all mothers and sisters, the family of God, happy Valentine's Day to you. And we love you in Jesus' name. God bless.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, radio listeners. Evangelist Lonnie Celestine, we want to thank God today. We just want to give thanks, first of all, to my covering, Pastor Johnny and Dr. Pamela Drumgold. Amen. Praise God to the first lady of my house, Shirley Jean, in the name of Jesus, of binding souls to Christ. Amen. And we also want to give thanks to Dr. Casey Wade. Amen. One of the best doctors in the world who's going to pray with you and pray for you. Need a good doctor, go see KC. We want to thank God also, giving a shout out to Staggs Automotive, 1300 Thomas Road. Amen. If you need any parts for a car, or even if you need a car, go to Staggs, 1300 Thomas Road. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Last but not least, Service Master, Brent Alexander, 5076. We want to give a shout out to him and to all of you out there that are praying for me. I know you're listening in Jesus' name. Whatever you desire to do to be a blessing to this ministry, most important thing, continue to pray for us, and you can write us at P.O. Box 9383. That's Evangelist Lonnie Celestine, P.O. Box 9383, Monroe, Louisiana, 71211. Or call us at 318-503-4710. And may the Lord richly bless you. Indeed.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you doing? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. We are located at 1100 Nona Street at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now to our pastor with an anointing sermon already in progress, Pastor Annie Mulberry.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. So good, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed. I'm good, good enough to handle my bills. So good, good enough to raise my kids. Best is the best, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at.
Happy Sabbath day!
I won't go.
Happy Sabbath day! Hallelujah. Happy Sabbath day. Do anybody hear me out there? Happy Sabbath day. This is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. He's worthy, praise the Lord. Truly, we thank God, praise the Lord. For everything, praise the Lord, that's been said and done, praise the Lord. We thank God, praise the Lord, for our founder, praise the Lord, Bishop Mulberry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You give me great honor tonight, praise the Lord. Great privilege tonight, praise the Lord. To introduce our speaker, praise the Lord. Truly, praise the Lord. I thank God, praise the Lord, because she's right up there, praise the Lord, with all, praise the Lord, all the great women of God, praise the Lord, that lift up, praise the Lord, Jesus. She's up there, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And it gives me great honor and great privilege, praise the Lord, tonight, praise the Lord. To introduce, praise the Lord, a lady, praise the Lord, that got a degree, praise the Lord, in the ministry, praise the Lord. A woman, praise the Lord, that been by our final, praise the Lord, from when it started, praise the Lord, and she's still running, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A woman, praise the Lord, that's not gone. take down, praise the Lord, to the devil, praise the Lord. She's going to lift up the bloodstained banner, praise the Lord. Our teacher, praise the Lord. Our national mother, praise the Lord. Our pastor, praise the Lord. Come on, come on, put your hand together, praise the Lord. For Pastor Marbury, praise the Lord. Pastor Marbury.
First, give an honor to Christ Jesus, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come on this earth. Thy kingdom on this earth. Thy anointing on this earth. Thy praises upon this earth. Thy love upon this earth. As it is in heaven. As it is in heaven. Our Father. Our Father. Which art in heaven. Holy. Bishop Marbury, our general overseer, our founder. My husband, 41 years. 41 years. It's longer than a whole lot of you been even born. My best friend. Bishop Andrews is absent. To the elders, to the prophetess, to the ministers, to the missionaries, to the deacons, to the deaconess. The brothers and sisters, to our church mothers, to our church mothers, the Bible told them to be an example for the younger women. I want the church mothers to be an example for the younger women, he said. To our musicians, to our guests that's here with us tonight, to the children, to our guests that are here tonight. Thank God for you young men being in here again tonight with us.
I don't have much to bring.
Take me to the King. That's what we come in here tonight for.
It's my offering.
This is the church house.
Lay me at the throne.
When we go to the car wash,
leave me there alone.
We go to the car wash. We've made up our mind that our vehicle needs to be clean. It's full of dirt all over it. We don't ride up to McDonald's and say, I want my car wash. We don't go to Church's Chicken. We drive to the car wash. You came to the house of God tonight. I come to get something from God tonight. I come expecting to meet God in here tonight. I didn't go to Walmart. I came to the Church of Jesus Christ. They tell me it's called the House of Prayer. It's the House of Prayer. I come to get some prayer tonight. I come to get some prayer up in here tonight. I come to let God hear my prayer. I want to know if he's been hearing my prayer. They say I can go in that building. It's called the House of Prayer. It's where I can pray. Where I can talk to him. Where he talks back to me. I want to go to the House of Prayer.
Take
thank God for the Holy Ghost anointing is up in here. I thank Him for what He's doing in my life. Thank Him most of all what He's doing in our life. We're team children. We're team children. I am my brother's keeper. I'm my sister's keeper. We're a team. Praise God. You may have your seats. He said, I will do a new thing in the earth. I'll write my laws upon their hearts. So they don't err. Used to be on the garments, on the walls. He said, but there's going to come a time I'm going to write them on their hearts. Because as Brother Jawan said, you can't change your heart. How many of y'all got that? You can change your mind. You can change your thoughts. But only God can change the heart. Let's go to 1 Timothy. Thank God for salvation. Thank God for holiness. Thank God for the Sabbath day. Thank God for the Sabbath day. Remember the Sabbath day. To keep it holy. Yeah. 6 days shall thou labor and do all your work. But on that seventh day, it's the Sabbath day. And He wants you to come in here and get your vehicles washed. Get your mind washed. Get your eyes washed. Get your ears washed on His day. 6 days do I give you to labor and do all your work. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor the cattle, nor the ox, nor the ass, not even the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days I give you to do all your labor, all your stress, and all your work. But on the Sabbath, lay your burdens at the door. Come in and praise me. Bind up your own flesh. Tell your flesh, I bind you, flesh. I've been struggling with you all week long and I'm tired now. I bind you up. I bind you at this door because I'm going in here and I'm going to praise my God. I'm going in here and I'm going to get my heart washed. I'm going to get my mind washed. I'm going to get my eyes washed. I'm going to get my ears washed. I don't want to deal with you, flesh. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus against you, flesh. I just bind up one flesh. Not my brother's flesh. Not my sister's flesh. I bind up my flesh in the name of Jesus. Tired of you robbing me of my joy. It ain't my brother that's doing it. I can see spiritually up in here now. Spirit of God is letting me know it ain't my sister. It's my flesh. It's trying to keep me from making it in. All week long. God said, go right. My flesh said, well, let's go left. God said, show love. My flesh said, it's time for them to show love back to you sometime. God said, forgive them for what they've done to you 50, 100 years ago. Run on with it. And my flesh said, well, everybody can't forget. Paul say, my flesh warred against my spirit, and my spirit wars back against my flesh. And the two are contrary. He didn't say nothing about yours. He said, my flesh. And if God can get us to realize that it's our flesh, it's your own flesh. 1 Timothy, the first chapter. Take me to the king. Take me to the king for an offering. An offering. I want to offer up my body as a living sacrifice. I keep my body offered up before God. Because see, this flesh that I got is a mess. So I have to keep my body offered up, God. 1 Timothy, first chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the first verse. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace. Grace, mercy, and peace. The Lord said, tell them that. Because your flesh is causing you to doubt Almighty God. His mercy endured forever. And because of his grace, you are forgiven. Because of his grace. And after he do that, then peace. He comes in and he clears that mind. Cluttered up, cluttered up, cluttered up. Once you realize that grace and mercy is on your side, then you can have a peace of mind. Because your flesh keep bringing stuff to you. Keep your eyes keep seeing the wrong thing. Your mind keep thinking things that you ought not be thinking. Your ears start hearing stuff that you thought you heard when you really didn't hear it that way. But when you realize that grace and mercy is on your side, you can have peace in your mind. Grace and mercy. Third verse, as I besought thee to abide still in Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, he said, I told you to stay over there in Ephesus while I went on over to Macedonia, that thou mayest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. No other doctrine. Folks been teaching other doctrine. Got you doubting God. Got you doubting your brothers and your sisters. Got you sitting back saying things you shouldn't be saying. Got you thinking things that you should not be thinking. That they teach no other. It's teaching children. That they teach no other doctrine. Neither give heed to fable and endless genealogies. Fable is untruth. Design to deceive and mislead. It's designed, it's created to deceive and mislead you. They tell you little stuff, or you see the wrong stuff, or you hear the unknown stuff. It has been designed. It's been designed. Was put out there to deceive you or mislead you. Well, I meant this, and I meant the other. Avoid all of that. Neither give heed to favor and endless genealogies. Genealogies is your history. Your mama's mama and your mama's grandma and your uncle and all of these people. Which minister questions. Which minister, because you sit around and you listen to that stuff, and now you got questions about it. Now you get to thinking about it. Now you get to wondering what was what. And remember, all of that was designed. Rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. Now the end of the commandments is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfringed, from which some having served have turned aside unto vain jaggling. Some having served have turned aside, because remember, fable was designed to do just that. To start you thinking wrong. To start you seeing stuff that you really don't see. Hearing stuff that you really didn't hear is designed to trick you, to mislead you. And your own flesh sits right in the middle of it. Your eyes make you thought you saw this. And your ears make you, well, I thought I heard. It's designed. Jaggling is fruitless discussions. Oh, vain conversations. Stop sitting around listening. He said avoid vain and foolish conversations. People sitting up talking stuff they ought not to be talking. Listening to stuff on them telephones that you ought not be listening to. In the midst of stuff that you should not be in the midst of. Get out of it. Resist the devil and he shall flee. But you got to want to resist him. Desiring to be teachers of the law. Understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. Affirmative, the army says, means that you agree with it. They don't even understand, because it was designed to mislead you. But we know that the law is good. We know that this law is good. We know that this law is good, children. The enemy is warring with Sabbath keepers. You got Sabbath keepers that was in the Sabbath, kept the law, and now they're out there, well, it don't make a difference. Well, I'm just going to the Sunday church, so at least I'll be in a church. But he said, he that know to do good and don't do it, it is a sin unto you. He said, blessed was those that keep the commandments and teach other folks to keep these commandments. But cursed is he that don't keep them and then got the nerve to teach other folks it's okay, long as you in a church. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man. The law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners and for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers. That boy killed his mama today. In the midst of all them little children, he killed his mama too. Children, time is winding up. And evil is waxing hotter and hotter. And it's designed. It's been designed to mislead you.